Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Johann Schmiegel, you've got the world's highest IQ.
Yes, 247.
Wow, did you know that thanks to Salesforce with Einstein AI, everyone's smarter? Now everyone's an Einstein, just like you.
But I'm the smartest.
Not anymore. With connected data and trusted AI, everyone can give customers experiences they've only dreamed of. Oh, look, here's a few Einsteins now.
Hey, hi.
Hola, amigo.
Everyone's an Einstein?
It's okay, Johann, let it happen. The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions is in El Salvador for planned meetings on fighting gang violence and illegal immigration from Central America. But will he still have his job when he comes back? President Trump has been engaged in a campaign of public humiliation of the top law enforcement official in the country, one that is unprecedented. Yet Trump has been unwilling to use those two words he's so famous for, "You're fired." And his campaign seems to be backfiring. Senate Republicans are furious at the treatment of one of their respected colleagues, and a number of Republicans have called White House officials and even Trump personally to warn him against removing Sessions, according to a Senate GOP aide who asked not to be identified. Last night, Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley tweeted there was no way his panel would consider the nomination of a replacement for Sessions. And this morning, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina issued a more far-reaching warning.
There will be no confirmation hearing for a new attorney general in 2017. If Jeff Sessions is fired, there will be holy hell to pay. Any effort to go after Mueller could be the beginning of the end of the Trump presidency, unless Mueller did something wrong. Right now, I have no reason to believe that Mueller is compromised.
And Sessions has shown no signs of stepping down. My guests are Ames Growitt, counsel at the Brennan Center for Justice, and Jane Healy, vice president of the Cato Institute. Ames, presidents have been angry with their AGs before. Bill Clinton reportedly furious with Attorney General Janet Reno over her decision to expand Special Prosecutor Ken Starr's authority in the Monica Lewinsky matter. But there was no public statement or attempt to fire Reno. What are the consequences of the president attempting to or appearing to interfere in the activities of the Justice Department? All right. Okay, we're having a problem with his line. We'll try to reconnect him. Let's go to Jean Healy with that question. Jean, what are the consequences of the president appearing to interfere in the activities of the Justice Department?
Well, it could be very far-reaching, up to and including impeachment. We had the first article of impeachment formally introduced in the House 2 weeks ago by Representative Brad Sherman, and it's based on obstruction of justice in the Comey firing. It's unlikely to go anywhere right about now, but it's becoming increasingly difficult to tell. The Trump administration comes at you fast.
That's certainly true. I understand that Ames is back with us. Ames, the president has also publicly criticized Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, Acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe. He's criticized the intelligence agencies. Of course, he fired James Comey. What are the consequences to the public who sees this of politicizing the people who handle the nation's security and law enforcement?
Sure. Thanks for having me first. I'm so glad we were able to reconnect. This puts groups like the Brennan Center in a tough position. I think if you know our work, you know we're no huge fan of how Attorney General Jeff Sessions has been managing his Justice Department. But the flip side of that is we also stand by the rule of law. We don't want to see a situation where an attorney general like Jeff Sessions is fired for anything other than his performance, which we view there are problems with. And I do think it risks undermining the rule of law and Americans' trust in their government.
Gene, the Washington Post reported that Trump has discussed with advisors the possibility of avoiding Senate confirmation of another AG by trying to install a new AG through a recess appointment if Sessions were to resign or be fired. The White House denied that, calling it fake news. But Senate Republicans have been holding pro forma sessions every few days, haven't they, when the Senate is otherwise in recess? Will you explain what they're doing?
Well, yeah, this is something that came up in the Obama administration, and it's good in hindsight that the president does not have the power to declare the Senate actually in session during these pro forma sessions. This should be an obstacle to Trump trying to recess appoint a new attorney general. He seems to think that the role of the attorney general is to be his sort of Tom Hagen, his consigliere, and run interference for him. And that's not the proper role of the attorney general. And there are reports that he will get serious pushback from Republicans if he even thinks about trying this gambit.
I've been talking to Ames Growitt, counsel at the Brennan Center for Justice, and Gene Healy, vice president of the Cato Institute, about the standing feud between President Trump and his attorney general, Jeff Sessions. There have been no tweets this morning, so that's one thing. Ames, Congressman Lindsey Graham, said in a separate interview on Fox News that he's preparing new legislation that would require that a dismissal of the special counsel to be reviewed by the courts to protect against the abuse of power by anyone. If he gets that legislation on the floor, will he be able to get the votes for it, do you think?
That's a pretty interesting question, and I think it'll be a big test for where exactly Republicans and Democrats see their role in this process. I think that could be a good way to make sure that things don't go out of hand very quickly if Trump gets his way and is able to either force Sessions out or directly fire him. I think that'll test a lot. We've seen tests for a lot of our institutions, and this will be just one more.
Gene, what's your opinion about whether he could get that signed?
Well,
not signed. Actually, not signed. He would have to have. I'm just thinking it through now. The signing might be a problem.
Well, look, short of legislation, there are consequences for these sorts of behaviors. I mean, the irony is that Trump seems to think that it was Sessions' refusal that got him into this mess, and it wasn't. It was firing Comey, using Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein as cover, and then admitting on national TV a couple days later that the real reason he did it was over the quote this Russia thing. That pretty much made the appointment of a special counsel almost inevitable. And you're seeing reports that he's asked advisors about his ability to pardon friends and associates and even himself. Any number of these things could be attempted, but I think there will be and should be political consequences for them up to and possibly including impeachment if he decides to go that route.
Ames, let's turn to that surprise announcement on Twitter yesterday that has many people questioning what's going on for the thousands of transgender people currently serving,
right,
where Trump said that they would not be serving. And the Defense Department came out with a statement saying that they would, that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs made it clear to top brass that there would be no changes now, and that President Trump has to give direction to the defense secretary, and the secretary has issued implementation guidance. What is the president's power as far as enacting something like that?
Yeah, I think like so many stories we've seen in this new Trump era, there are two levels to this one. There's the one that's a substantive problem, that it's a slap in the face to the many transgendered people who serve with honor in the military. And then the second one is President Trump doesn't seem to know that he should consult with his Defense Department before making broad sweeping proclamations like this. It's somewhat of a good and a bad thing that we have, that there are officials in the government that know what their roles are and know how the system works. You know, on the flip side, we've seen Jeff Sessions, who's been planning for a role like his current one as Attorney General for all his life, and he knows how to run it well, and that's bad for some of us who think that he's using that power in a way that's destructive to attempts to reform our criminal justice system, for example. But on the flip side, he's an adult in the room, and it seems like the Defense Department is as well, and a check on the sort of surprising impulses we're seeing emanate from 1600 Pennsylvania.
And Gene, Marine General Joe Dunford, who wrote that message, he said, quote, "We will continue to treat all of our personnel with respect." Is there a hint in there?
Possibly. It is, you know, whatever one thinks of this policy and some of the other policies pursued by the Trump administration, there is a basic question of competence. You don't have executive orders on immigration drafted by the former head of Breitbart News. They'll tend not to be effective. You don't announce a sweeping change to military policy that has impacts on many people's lives over Twitter. It's tough to keep up with this.
It's not enough to check in the morning and the evening anymore. You have to be checking constantly throughout the day. So finally, we just have about a minute here. Ames, I'm going to ask you, how long do you think Jeff Sessions will last in his office?
we have sort of a running bet on that around the office. I think the really interesting thing about Jeff Sessions is he comes to this position after, you know, a long career in the Senate, love him or hate him, where he made a lot of friends. He's leaned on that Senate courtesy we saw in the Russia hearing where, you know, called out over specific misstatements. He'd say, you know, my colleagues here know that I've always been honest with them. I expect that he can use that same cachet to protect himself in this job. Unfortunately, for a lot of damage,
we're almost out of time. Are you going to give me a number? Will he last through this administration? Will he last through the end of the administration?
I think he will.
All right, Gene, yes or no on that one?
He will last till the end of the administration, whenever that is.
All right. Great answers from both of you. That's Gene Healy, Vice President of the Cato Institute, and Ames Growitt, Counsel at the Brennan Center of Justice.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.